语大学，北京外语音像出版社。
The Beijing Foreign Languages Audiovisual Publishing House。Beijing Foreign Studies University。
New Standard English, Senior High Book 1. Read by Heather Inwood, Paul Denman, and Matthew Stedman. Module 1. My First Day at Senior High. Reading and Vocabulary. 3. Read the school diary and find 1. Something about this school which is different from Li Kang's junior high school.2. Two things that the English teacher thinks are important to do in class. 3. Two things that the English teacher wants to improve.
My first day at senior high. My name is Li Kang. I live in Shijiazhuang, a city not far from Beijing.It is the capital city of Hebei Province. Today is my first day at senior high school, and I'm writing down my thoughts about it. My new school is very good, and I can see why. The teachers are very enthusiastic and friendly, and the classrooms are amazing. Every room has a computer,with a special screen, almost as big as a cinema screen. The teachers write on the computer, and their words appear on the screen behind them. The screens also show photographs, text, and information from websites. They're brilliant! The English class is really interesting. The teacher is a very enthusiastic woman called Ms. Shen.We're using a new textbook, and Miss Shen's method of teaching is nothing like that of the teachers at my junior high school. She thinks that reading comprehension is important, but we speak a lot in class too, and we have fun. I don't think I will be bored in Miss Shen's class. Today, we introduced ourselves to each other. We did this in groups.Some students were embarrassed at first, but everyone was very friendly, and it was really nice. Miss Shen gave us instructions, and then we worked by ourselves. Miss Shen wants to help us improve our spelling and handwriting. We do this in a fun way, with spelling games and other activities. I like her attitude very much.And the behavior of the other students shows that they like her too. There are 65 students in my class, more than my previous class in junior high. 49 of them are girls. In other words, there are 3 times as many girls as boys. They say that girls are usually more hard-working than boys, but in this class, everyone is hard-working.For our homework tonight, we have to write a description of the street where we live. I'm looking forward to doing it.
Word list. Academic. Province. Enthusiastic. Amazing.Information, website, brilliant, comprehension, instruction, method, bored, embarrassed, attitude, behavior, previous, description, amazed, embarrassing, technology, impress, correction,Encouragement, enjoyment, fluency, misunderstanding, Disappointed. Disappointing. System. Teenager. Disappear. Move. Assistant. Cover. Diploma. Listening and vocabulary. 3. Read the sentences in Activity 2 again. Answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation and check your answers.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Rob. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I've just been to my first language class.
Oh, really? So have I.
Really? Which language are you studying?
Spanish. Which language are you studying?
Chinese.
Is that right? Cool. How was it?
It was good. The teacher's name is Mr. Davis.
Mr. Davis?
Yes, he isn't Chinese, obviously, but he's fluent in Chinese. And there's an assistant teacher called Miss Wang. She is Chinese. We're going to see her once a week.
And what do you think?
Well, learning Chinese isn't going to be easy, but the first lesson was very enjoyable. I liked it a lot. Mr. Davis gave us a lot of encouragement. He made us feel really good about being there. The most important thing at the beginning is pronunciation, getting the sounds right. And he was very good at correction. He said it didn't matter if we made mistakes. I think we all made a lot of progress in just an hour.
That's great.
What about Spanish? Have you started yet?
Yes, we have. The teacher is nice, but I already speak some Spanish, and the rest of the class are really beginners. I misunderstood the teacher. I thought she said the class was for people who already speak Spanish. I'm not sure if I'm going to make much progress.
Well, I'm sure things will improve.
Maybe. Actually, I was a bit disappointed. She explained everything in English.
Oh, that's too bad.
4. Listen again and answer these questions. Add information.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Rob. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I've just been to my first language class.
Oh, really? So have I.
Really? Which language are you studying?
Spanish. Which language are you studying?
Chinese.
Is that right? Cool. How was it?
It was good. The teacher's name is Mr. Davis.
Mr. Davis?
Yes, he isn't Chinese, obviously, but he's fluent in Chinese. And there's an assistant teacher called Miss Wang. She is Chinese. We're going to see her once a week.
And what do you think?
Well, learning Chinese isn't going to be easy. But the first lesson was very enjoyable. I liked it a lot. Mr. Davis gave us a lot of encouragement. He made us feel really good about being there. The most important thing at the beginning is pronunciation, getting the sounds right. And he was very good at correction. He said it didn't matter if we made mistakes. I think we all made a lot of progress in just an hour.
That's great.
What about Spanish? Have you started yet?
Yes, we have. The teacher is nice, but I already speak some Spanish, and the rest of the class are really beginners. I misunderstood the teacher. I thought she said the class was for people who already speak Spanish. I'm not sure if I'm going to make much progress.
Well, I'm sure things will improve.
Maybe. Actually, I was a bit disappointed. She explained everything in English.
Oh, that's too bad.
Pronunciation. ED endings. 1. Listen to the pronunciation of these words. What is different about the pronunciation of the ends of the words in the different groups? 1. Amazed, bored, tired. 2. Embarrassed. 3. Disappointed, excited, interested. 2. Listen and repeat the sentences in Grammar 2, Activity 3. 1. I wasn't bored with the lesson. 2. I was very interested in her teaching method. 3. The computer screen is absolutely amazing. 4. He was disappointed because Ms. Shen won't be the teacher every day. 5. Group work activities won't make you embarrassed, because you can keep quiet if you want to. 6. The journey home from school was boring. Module 2. My new teachers. Introduction. Vocabulary and listening. 4. Look at the statements in Activity 3 again. Listen to Alex, an English student, and tick the sentences he agrees with.
I don't agree that all good teachers talk a lot. Some good teachers talk a lot and some don't. I do think that teachers need to be strict, but they don't need to be very strict. I do believe that discipline is important. Yes, I like teachers who are amusing. I think you enjoy the lesson more, and so you learn more. And I agree with the statement that the most popular teachers are very kind. Everyone likes kind people. Of course, good teachers always return homework quickly. I think that's very important. And the next statement is obviously true. A teacher must check that everyone in the class understands. What about the next statement? No, I don't agree with that at all. There are times when a teacher needs to talk without interruption. And the last statement, it doesn't matter if a teacher is not organized. That's really stupid. A teacher must be organized. How can a student learn if the teacher isn't organized?
Reading and vocabulary. 1. Read My New Teachers. Answer these questions. 1. Which teachers do students like a lot? 2. Who is a very good teacher but is serious and strict? My New Teachers. They say that first impressions are very important. My first impression of Mrs. Lee was that she was nervous and shy. I think perhaps she was, as it was her first lesson with us. But now, after 2 weeks, the class really likes working with her. She's kind and patient, and she explains English grammar so clearly that even I can understand it. She avoids making you feel stupid. I've always hated making mistakes or pronouncing a word incorrectly when I speak English. But Mrs. Lee just smiles, so that you don't feel completely stupid. I think maybe she goes a bit too slowly for the faster students, but for me it's wonderful. I feel I'm going to make progress with her. I'd guess that Mrs. Chen is almost 60. She's very strict. We don't dare to say a word unless she asks us to. She's also very serious and doesn't smile much. When she asks you to do something, you do it immediately. There are a few students in our class who keep coming to class late, but they're always on time for Mrs. Chen's lessons. Some of our class don't like her, but most of us really appreciate her, because her teaching is so well organized and clear. And a few students even admit liking her. During scientific experiments, she explains exactly what is happening, and as a result, my work is improving. Physics will never be my favorite lesson, but I think that I'll do well in the exam with Mrs. Chen teaching me. Mr. Wu's only been teaching us for 2 weeks, and he's already very popular. I think this is because he really enjoys teaching Chinese literature. He loves it, in fact. He's got so much energy. This is one class you do not fall asleep in. He's about 28, I think, and is rather good-looking. He talks loudly and fast, and waves his hands about a lot when he gets excited. He's really amusing and tells jokes when he thinks we're getting bored. Even things like compositions and summaries are fun with Mr. Wu. I respect him a lot. Word list. Amusing, energetic, intelligent, nervous, organized, patient, serious, shy, strict, impression, avoid, hate, incorrectly, completely, immediately, appreciate, admit, scientific, literature, loudly, wave, joke, summary, respect, grade, headmaster, headmistress, period, revision, translation, timetable, topic, vacation, revise, discipline, relationship, formal, relaxed, similarly. Listening and vocabulary. 2. Work in pairs. You will hear a conversation between an English teacher and his students. Complete the sentences with the words in bold in Activity 1.
Okay, kids. As you know, the exams are coming up soon, so we need to start work on revision. This afternoon, I'm going to give you a choice. We can either do some revision, or we can do some translation. It's up to you.
I'd rather do translation than revision, Mr. Stanton.
How many people would like to do translation?
Me.
I would. I'd like to do translation.
That's 8 of you. So the rest of you would prefer to do revision. Is that right?
Yes.
That's 16 of you. So that's settled. We'll do revision. I'm going to give you a choice of topic too. Do you want to revise life in the future or travel? I'd rather do life in the future.
I'd prefer to do travel.
Hands up for life in the future.
Students raise their hands.
18 of you. The choice is made. But before we start, there are a couple of things I need to say to you. Firstly, have you all got your new timetables?
Yes.
Good. Can you take a look at them? Okay. Now, at present, you have a free period on Tuesday afternoons. Well, that's been changed, and you've got French instead. Have you got that?
Yes.
Excellent. And there's one other thing. The headmaster wants to see everyone in the library at 3 this afternoon. Okay?
Yes.
Right. Let's begin our revision of life in the future.
3. Listen to the conversation again and choose the right answers.
Okay, kids. As you know, the exams are coming up soon, so we need to start work on revision. This afternoon, I'm going to give you a choice. We can either do some revision, or we can do some translation. It's up to you.
I'd rather do translation than revision, Mr. Stanton.
How many people would like to do translation?
Me.
I would. I'd like to do translation.
That's 8 of you. So the rest of you would prefer to do revision. Is that right?
Yes.
That's 16 of you. So that's settled. We'll do revision. I'm going to give you a choice of topic too. Do you want to revise life in the future or travel? I'd rather do life in the future.
I'd prefer to do travel.
Hands up for life in the future.
Students raise their hands.
18 of you. The choice is made. But before we start, there are a couple of things I need to say to you. Firstly, have you all got your new timetables?
Yes.
Good. Can you take a look at them? Okay. Now, at present, you have a free period on Tuesday afternoons. Well, that's been changed, and you've got French instead. Have you got that?
Yes.
Excellent. And there's one other thing. The headmaster wants to see everyone in the library at 3 this afternoon. Okay?
Yes.
Right. Let's begin our revision of life in the future.
Pronunciation. Stressed sounds. 1. Listen and repeat these words. Notice the stressed sound. Choice. Test. Fail. Student. Junior. Playground. Exam. Revision. Vacation. 2. Underline the stressed sounds in these words. Now listen and check. Pass. Result. Senior. School. Subject. Topic. Translation. Module 3. My first ride on a train. Reading and vocabulary. 3. Read My First Ride on a Train. What's the passage about? A train ride to Sydney. Taking the train to Australia. Travelling to the central part of Australia. A child visiting her grandmother. My first ride on a train. My name is Alice Thompson. I come from Sydney, Australia, and I'm 18 years old. Recently, I had my first ride on a long-distance train. And what a ride! A friend and I travelled on the famous Ghan train. We got on in Sydney and we got off in Alice Springs, right in the middle of Australia. More than 4,000 kilometres away. We spent 2 days and nights on the train. The train was wonderful, and the food was great. We ate great meals cooked by experts. For the first few hundred kilometres of the journey, the scenery was very colourful. There were fields, and the soil was dark red. After that, it was desert. The sun shone, there was no wind, and there were no clouds in the sky. Suddenly, it looked like a place from another time. We saw abandoned farms, which were built more than 100 years ago. The train was comfortable, and the people were nice. During the day, I sat and looked out of the window, and sometimes talked to other passengers. I read books and listened to my Chinese cassettes. I'm studying Chinese at school. One night, at about midnight, I watched the night sky for about an hour. The stars shone like diamonds. Why is the train called the Ghan? A long time ago, Australians needed a way to travel to the middle of the country. They tried riding horses, but the horses didn't like the hot weather and sand. 150 years ago, they brought some camels from Afghanistan. Ghan is short for Afghanistan. Camels were much better than horses for travelling a long distance. For many years, trained camels carried food and other supplies and returned with wool and other products. The Afghans and their camels did this until the 1920s. Then the government built a new railway line, so they didn't need the camels anymore. In 1925, they passed a law which allowed people to shoot the animals if they were a problem. In 1935, the police in a town shot 153 camels in one day. Word list. Helicopter. Motorbike. Tram. Distance. Abandoned. Camel. Cassette. Desert. Diamond. Expert. Midnight. Product. Scenery. Shoot. Soil. Journey. Train. Circus. Seaside. Stadium. Eagle. Frighten. Kindergarten. Apartment. Cartoon. Interview. Interviewer. Event. Exhausted. Downtown. Vacuum. Rail. Ceremony. Track. Souvenir. Listening. 1. Listen to part of an interview with a 90-year-old silent movie actress called Mary Lennon. She was born in England, but went to America to make films in the 1930s. Answer the questions. Tell me, Mary, where were you born?
I was born in London.
Really? And when did you go to America?
In 1934, when I was 19 years old. I went to New York.
Is that right? Did you travel by plane?
By plane? No, of course not. We travelled by ship.
Goodness, how long did that take?
About 7 days.
Did you enjoy it?
No, I hated it.
Why? Were you sick?
Not at all. I was bored.
Who invited you to go to America? And who paid for your ticket?
To be honest, I can't remember. A film producer, I think.
What did you do in New York?
Well, I met a lot of people, and I went to some parties. But I was there to make films, and the film studios were in California, on the other side of the country, you see. So I went to California.
How did you get from New York to California?
By train.
Did you like that?
Oh, yes, definitely. I loved traveling by train.
How long did the journey take?
Well, in those days, you could travel from New York to Los Angeles in about a week.
Really?
Yes. We stopped in Chicago for a few days.
Oh, I see.
I think it was 2 weeks before I arrived in Los Angeles.
And what happened when you arrived in Los Angeles?
Absolutely nothing. I did nothing for weeks.
What did you think of Los Angeles?
It was too hot.
2. Match the questions and answers. Pronunciation. Word stress in sentences. Work in pairs. Listen and underline the words which are stressed. These are the main ideas. Did you travel by plane?
By plane? No, of course not. We travelled by ship. How long did that take? About 7 days.
Did you enjoy it?
No, I hated it.
Why? Were you sick?
No, I was bored.
Module 4. A Social Survey. My Neighborhood. Reading and Vocabulary.
A lively city. It's great to see you again, John.
It's great to see you. It's been 6 years since we last saw each other, you know. And this is the first time I've visited your hometown.
Yes, I'm so glad you could come.
You know, I've seen quite a lot of China, and I've visited some beautiful cities. But this is one of the most attractive places I've been to. It's so lively, and everyone seems so friendly.
Yes, it's one of the most interesting cities on the coast. Everyone says so. I feel very fortunate living here, and I love living by the seaside.
You live in the northwest of Xiamen, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
What's the climate like?
Pretty hot and wet in the summer, but it can be quite cold in winter.
Sounds okay to me. There are a lot of tourists around. Don't they bother you?
Yes, they can be a nuisance in summer, because there are so many of them. You don't really see tourists where I live.
Oh, look at that huge apartment block.
Yes, they've just completed it. The rent for an apartment there is very high.
I believe you. This area's so modern.
Yes, this is the business district. They've put up a lot of high-rise buildings recently, and there are some great shopping malls. See, we're just passing one now. My wife's just bought a beautiful dress from one of the shops there.
Maybe I could buy a few presents there.
I'll take you there tomorrow. Now, we're leaving the business district and approaching the harbour. We're entering the Western District, the most interesting part of the city. It's got some really pretty parks.
It seems lovely. Is that Gulangyu Island, just across the water?
Yes, it is. It's a gorgeous island with some really interesting architecture.
So they tell me. Do you think we could stop and walk around for a while?
Yes, I was just going to do that. We can park over there. A friend told me about a nice little fish restaurant near here. Shall we go there for lunch?
That sounds great. I'm starving.
Word list. Survey. Neighborhood. Local. Suburb. Hometown. Attractive. Fortunate. Pretty. Sound. Tourist. Bother. Nuisance. Rent. District. Approach. Harbor. Gorgeous. Architecture. Starve. Park. Traffic. Committee. Organization. Unemployed. Household. Occupation. Professional. Manual. Employment. Gallery. Exchange. Fascinating. Afford. Survive. Contact. Listening and vocabulary. 2. Listen to the passage. Were your predictions about the passage correct? Part 1. Mr. Yang, you're from Nanchang, aren't you? And am I right in thinking that you've lived here all your life?
Yes, I was born in this street.
Really? And you work for an organization called the Neighborhood Committee, is that right?
Yes, I've worked for it for 4 years now. It's been very interesting.
We don't have such organizations in France. What kind of work does the committee do?
A great many things. Our job is to look after the neighborhood.
Can you give us some examples?
Yes. For example, we've started a holiday club for children. A lot of children have joined it. It's done very well.
Yes, we have that kind of thing in France.
And we've begun a neighborhood watch, where people watch the houses and streets. It's been very successful so far. The streets are safer as a result.
Congratulations. Part 2. You've just completed a survey of the neighborhood, haven't you?
Yes, it's been fascinating. In the past, we didn't know much about people who live in our area. Now we have a lot more information.
I'd be interested to hear some of the figures.
Well, there are 850 households.
So it's quite a small area.
Yes, it is. The total population is 2,800.
2,800. Have you collected any information about occupations?
Yes. We've got 322 professional people, teachers, etc. There are 517 office workers, 378 people in manual work, and 280 students. There are 183 people working in local shops, like the butchers and the greengrocers.
I see. What about the number of adults in employment?
We make it 1,400. We've certainly done our best to help people find employment.
I'm sure you have. 3. Listen to part 2 and complete the chart. You've just completed a survey of the neighborhood, haven't you?
Yes, it's been fascinating. In the past, we didn't know much about people who live in our area. Now we have a lot more information.
I'd be interested to hear some of the figures.
Well, there are 850 households.
So it's quite a small area.
Yes, it is. The total population is 2,800.
2,800. Have you collected any information about occupations?
Yes. We've got 322 professional people, teachers, etc. There are 517 office workers, 378 people in manual work, and 280 students. There are 183 people working in local shops, like the butchers and the greengrocers.
I see. What about the number of adults in employment?
We make it 1,400. We've certainly done our best to help people find employment.
I'm sure you have. Pronunciation. Stressed words in sentences. Listen to this extract from Listening and Vocabulary, Activity 2. Underline the stressed words in each sentence.
Mr. Yang, you're from Nanchang, aren't you? And you've lived here all your life, is that right?
Yes, I was born in this street.
Really? And you work for an organization called the Neighborhood Committee?
Yes, I've worked for it for 4 years now. It's been very interesting.